WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We learned Tuesday that Mark Fogle, an American school teacher wrongfully detained by Russia, was released in a prisoner swap. Today, the U.S. releasing a convicted Russian criminal, says White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt.
The Russian who will be returning home very soon, Alexander Vinnik, was a nonviolent crypto criminal. And as part of this exchange, he has forfeited more than $100 million that he obtained in that illegal crime.
In a social media post, President Trump saying today he talked to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, that they agreed for their teams to, quote, start negotiations immediately to end the Russia-Ukraine war. Trump then calling Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky to let him know what was discussed. Doge at the door. Sources tell us the State Department's begun instructing U.S. embassies around the world to start planning for staff reductions. The Senate today confirming Tulsi Gabbard as to serve as Director of National Intelligence, a vote 52-48. This is ABC News. Maritime smuggling attempts could increase this year. That's a prediction from law enforcement officials citing stricter immigration policies along the U.S.-Mexico border.
A new law enforcement intelligence bulletin issued by a group of local, state, and federal agencies obtained by ABC News finds human smuggling attempts along the Southern California coast declined in 2024, but that more people were smuggled overall as bigger boats were used. The agency's finding human smuggling along the Southern California coastline is most frequent between 9 p.m. and 8 a.m. when visibility is limited, and often smugglers have fishing gear and American flags on board to blend in. Alex Stone, ABC News.
New York City's comptroller says the Trump administration has illegally revoked $80 million in FEMA funds from city bank accounts. Brad Lander calling the move highway robberies, blaming Elon Musk for eliminating money earmarked for housing migrants. Lander is calling on Mayor Eric Adams to sue. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com.
WRCO, 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News this evening is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Winter storm warning continues for most of our area through 3 a.m. Thursday. Winter storm warning for Grand County will be out during the same period. Couple of quick notes. The Nutrition Advisory Council meeting in Richland Center tonight canceled. The Dayton Township Board meeting at 6 is canceled and moved to February 19th. Park Street Christian Church has canceled all evening activities, and the Boaz Lions Club meeting at 6:30 tonight is canceled. It is 14 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care, and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The City of Richland Center reminds residents that a city ordinance requires property owners, occupants, or those in charge of a property to clear snow and ice from abutting sidewalks within 12 hours after the end of a snowfall or rainfall. This includes sidewalks fronting on intersecting streets, crosswalks, and curb ramps. If ice cannot be removed, apply salt, sand, or similar substance to make it safe for walking. Lack of adherence may result in the city removing the snow and ice, with the cost billed to the property owner. For everyone's safety, please keep your sidewalks clear this winter. With freezing temperatures across the state, AAA is warning Wisconsin residents that letting their cars sit idle to warm up isn't actually a good idea. AAA officials say driving normally and avoiding hard acceleration will warm up car engines faster while also reducing wear and tear and exhaust emissions. They're also reminding residents that before they hit the road, it's a good idea to take safety precautions. Drivers should have an emergency kit with warm clothing in the car and keep their fuel tank as high as they can to prevent freezing. Wisconsin has joined a group of nine other states and the District of Columbia in fighting to maintain higher standards for lead in the water system. The federal rule went into effect on December 30th and is facing a legal challenge by the American Water Works Association. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the common sense rule should remain in place as lead exposure has been shown to be a health hazard, especially for children. Governor Tony Evers has also announced an emergency rule raising lead standards in his State of the State address. Support is being accepted for Kickapoo Area School District Superintendent Kim Johnson. Johnson was traveling east on Pierce Hill Road in the town of Viroqua Monday morning. As she came over the knoll, she was unable to avoid a vehicle in her lane. The vehicle struck nearly head-on and came to rest in the front yard of a private residence. Johnson had to be extricated from her vehicle by the Viroqua Fire Department. She was then flown by Gunderson Air to Amplify Gunderson Health System in La Crosse with serious injuries. Kim Johnson faces a long road to recovery. Donations are being accepted for her and her family at Riverbank in Westby and also through Venmo at Kim-Johnson03. Cash or checks may be dropped off or mailed to the Riverbank. Please make checks payable to Kim Johnson Benefit. A study of 2,610 Wisconsin high school football players found that wearing soft-shell helmet covers marketed as guardian cap helmet devices during practice had no effect on the rates of sports-related concussions. This is one of very few studies to evaluate how the caps perform in real-world conditions. Dr. Aaron Hammer, the study's lead author and assistant professor of orthopedics and rehabilitation at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health, said, quote, "Unfortunately, we found that using these devices may provide false reassurance to players and their parents who are hoping to reduce their kids' risk of concussion." A research team led by Hammer, who is also a sports medicine physician at UW Health, followed players from 41 Wisconsin high school teams during the 2023 football season. Individual teams decided who would wear the caps. Some of the players wore the Football Guardian Cap XT during practice, and some never wore them. The caps were not worn during games. Head injuries were assessed by the team's athletic trainers, who also kept track of helmet models, cap use, and number of times a player practiced or played in a football game. Upon comparing concussion rates between the 1,188 players who did not wear guardian caps during practice and the 1,451 players who did, researchers found no statistical difference between the groups. Of the 64 concussions sustained during practice, 33 happened to players wearing guardian caps and 31 to those in the group without caps. Data analysis showed that other factors had no bearing on concussion risk during the study, such as whether the players had experienced previous concussions, the brand of helmet they wore, years of tackle football experience, or whether the playing surface was artificial turf or grass. Previous laboratory tests had suggested the extra padding in guardian caps could reduce forces to the head during impact. Using a large sample size, Hammer's peer-reviewed study assessed real-world concussion rate differences between groups of players using the caps and not using the caps. She cautioned that the study cannot be generalized to collegiate and professional league levels of football. However, because those players wear a different, thicker model of the device. The researchers advised that high school teams implement data-backed interventions to reduce sports-related head injury rates, such as employing athletic trainers and supporting rule changes to limit contact during practice. These interventions have been shown to reduce sports-related concussions by 64%. Additional risk reduction measures include training coaches in football safety, which halved concussion rates, and adding extra jaw padding to the helmets, which lowered rates by 31%. Travel Wisconsin Snow Report tool can help you find your next winter adventure. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Kuska.
Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trailer, a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This Valentine's Day is shaping up to be big, according to projections by the National Retail Federation, which suggests that consumer spending will reach nearly $26 billion. As you prepare to celebrate, there are a few common scams that you need to be aware of. Whether hoping to spark a new relationship or buying gifts for loved ones, beware of these scams regularly reported to the Better Business Bureau. Imposter websites. Consumers should always be alert for imposter websites, from fake jewelry sellers to online dating sites. Scammers can easily lift official photos, sale promotions, and logos directly from the website of a popular jewelry brand. With professional graphics and unbeatable prices, scammers build an attractive website that looks eerily similar to the real thing. Similar methods may be used to build fake online dating platforms, often used to steal personal data and credit card information. Romance scammers often target vulnerable people who have experienced a recent breakup or other hardship. They take advantage of that heartbreak to establish a connection and gain sympathy. Once they've gotten their victim on the hook with a sad story, they begin pursuing their true goal, money. Falling victim to a romance scam can be particularly devastating. Victims can lose thousands of dollars, and they're often left feeling heartbroken and betrayed because they believe they'd found a good partner. Responding to a text message from someone who messaged the wrong number might seem harmless. It might even seem like the polite thing to do if they say they're looking to reconnect with a potential match. The text message, however, is bait to lure you into a conversation. If you keep chatting, they eventually try to get your personal information by directing you to sign up for an adult site. Ordering flowers for Valentine's Day? Don't procrastinate, or you may end up falling for a scam. BBB has received many reports of shoppers who thought they were ordering flowers from an online florist, but either got nothing at all or a disappointing arrangement. Don't let phony florist ruin Valentine's Day. If you encounter a suspected romance scam, cut off all contact with the perpetrator by blocking their accounts and phone number. Then report your experience to bbb.org/scamtracker. Dating site users should also report suspicious activity to the platform so they can take action against the scammer's account. For more information about romance scams, visit bbb.org/romance. The Wisconsin Beef Council and the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association are accepting applications for the second class of the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute through February 15th. Those selected to participate will complete a series of educational sessions designed to shape local advocates. They will gain skill sets to enhance their communication skills and diversify their knowledge of the beef industry. These leaders will use their voices to extend the reach and impact of the Wisconsin Beef Council and Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. This collaborative effort will be divided between the two organizations. Each will host separate workshops during the quarterly sessions. After completing a year of training, Institute graduates will join a group of alumni and will be called upon to assist the Wisconsin Beef Council and/or Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. Such duties may include responding to media requests, identifying local media contacts, being a voice to consumers and educators, encouraging participation in the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program, ensuring the voice of the cattle industry is heard, or providing aid for any other needs that may arise. There is a $100 fee for selected individuals to participate. Hotels, meals, and program costs will be covered by the two organizations. The application can be found online at beeftips.com/cattlemen's corner/beef leadership institute. Today's winner of $75 in the Richland Center High School Sports Booster Calendar Raffle is Kirk Stibbe on ticket number 175.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center, died February 2nd at home. Graveside services will be held Thursday at noon at the Dayton Corners Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center. Kaysen Stifler, 22, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Friday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Kaysen Stifler, 22, of Richland Center. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64, of Reedsburg in Ithaca, died February 3rd following a long illness. A memorial gathering will be held Sunday from 11 until 2 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a favorite local animal shelter. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64, of Reedsburg and Ithaca.
From February 17th through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment with Krause Monument at 608-647-8314.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
The Ithaca Lions annual 8-pin tap is back. Join the fun this Sunday, February 16th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Choose from two shifts at 11 o'clock a.m. and 2 o'clock p.m. Entry fee is just $15, and there will be a raffle, door prizes throughout the day, as well as a bake sale. Best of all, this event is open to all ages. Advance sign-up is available by calling the Phoenix Center at 608-649-7469. Don't miss out on a great time. See you at the annual Ithaca Lions 8-pin tap this Sunday.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Snow continuing this evening, ramping up a little bit there, with 2 to 4 inch totals expected and some areas getting 5 inches, especially into Grant County, where a winter storm warning is in effect. A winter weather advisory is in effect for the rest of the area, and that's going to last through about 3 a.m. We are looking at additional 1 to 2 inches this evening before it starts to taper off a little bit after midnight. And we're also battling some breezier winds. They're starting to gust up to 15 to 20 miles per hour, which is blowing and drifting some of the snow around. So road conditions are rough. Don't travel if you don't have to. Tomorrow will be a much, much better day. It'll be sunny, but blustery cold wind chills that we're going to have to battle. High temperatures will only make it to the mid-teens, and winds keep gusting at 15 to 20 miles per hour. So it's really going to be feeling sub-zero. With a few clouds tomorrow night, we fall frigid once again. Actual temperatures fall to 5 below. Thankfully, though, the winds are light, so not too much of a wind chill. Then, the next system is sitting on our back doorstep for Friday. We'll wake up to an overcast day with mild temperatures actually spiking to the mid-20s. That's because of this system pulling in the warmth and also because of the cloud cover. So we're actually looking at a pretty heavy hit, arriving by mid-afternoon on Friday, with a good 3 to 6 inches possible through late evening. And then on Saturday, it wants to combine with another system, bringing even more snowfall on and off throughout the day, which could add another 1 to 3 inches or possibly more to those totals. High temperatures on Saturday remain in the upper 20s, so this snow type is going to be a little bit wetter and slushier than the one we're getting right now. That also means it's going to be heavier and a little bit harder to clear. That system, though, will be gone by Sunday. It'll be partly sunny and very cold again. High temperatures slide to struggling to get to the low teens, and then on Monday, sit in the single digits. This means our overnight lows, Monday morning and Tuesday morning, are going to be anywhere from 10 to 15 below zero. Actual temperatures, plus a wind chill on top of that. Take it easy and stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
As snow continues to fall, we are at 14 degrees, and 19 was our high today. Our morning low was 5. Yesterday, our high was 20, and we saw a half inch of snow. Record high for this day, 60, was set back in 1976, a record low 21 below set in 1981. Last year on this day, our high was 48, while our low was 20. Sunset today will be right now, as sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:03. The precipitation for today, we've seen between 1.5 to 1.75 inches of snowfall. The barometer slightly up to 29.91. Northeast winds are at 2. Again, it's 14 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Two players important to the Brewers' success have questionable health status as spring training starts. Pitchers and catchers report this week. MLB.com reports outfielder Christian Yelich might not be ready for opening day after back surgery last August. The other big health question concerns starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff. If healthy, he has the talent to be the team's best pitcher, but he hasn't taken the mound in a game for almost 2 years. Bucks general manager John Horst says trading veteran Chris Middleton is the hardest thing he's ever done. Middleton was a fan favorite, and Horst says he is incredibly close to the 33-year-old all-NBA performer, saying he loves Middleton and his family. Most pro basketball experts agree the move needed to be made to keep the team competitive.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
A person familiar with the situation says that Ohio State is hiring former Detroit Lion coach Matt Patricia as defensive coordinator. As the person spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity due to the agreement not being announced yet. Coming off the national championship, Ohio State coach Ryan Day agreed in principle last year to a 7-year contract valued at $12.5 million per year. Day hired Patricia to fill the void left by defensive coordinator Jim Knowles, leaving for the same job at Penn State. The 50-year-old Patricia was let go by the Philadelphia Eagles a year ago. The 7 years after Doug Peterson and Nick Foles delivered Philadelphia its first Super Bowl title, Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts did it again with a 40-22 win over Kansas City in Super Bowl 59. Winning multiple times in that short time period is far from rare in the NFL, with the league often dominated by transcendent coach-quarterback combinations.
Doing so with different people in those key positions is extremely unusual. Only two other teams have won multiple Super Bowls in a span of 8 years with a different coach and different quarterback in both wins. About a year ago at this time, Mac McClung thought his dunk contest days were done. He'd been in the contest at the NBA's All-Star Weekend twice, won it both times with plenty of flair, and figured there was nothing else to prove. Then a week later, he found himself practicing new dunks. And that's when he quickly realized that he has one dunk contest left in him. The 6'2" McClung is headed back to the All-Star Weekend, looking to become the first person to win the league's dunk title in 3 consecutive years. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Foggy Bottom Woodwork specializes in meeting customers' unique needs. Whether it's one small cabinet or cabinetry and millwork for the entire house, all stained and finished to match, Foggy Bottom Woodworks is the one to call. Also, now doing custom engraved wooden signs. Call Rick at 739-4440 for a free in-home estimate. Stop at Foggy Bottom Woodworks, located at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or visit foggybottomwoodworks.com.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Soybeans were lower Wednesday. Cattle finished mixed. Corn and hogs closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. Near-term forecasts had more rain in parts of Argentina and better harvest weather in central Brazil. Unknown destinations did buy U.S. soybeans ahead of the open, but overall export demand has slowed down. March beans were 15 and three quarters lower at 1027 and three quarters. May was 14 and a half lower at 1045 and three quarters. March bean meal was down 250 at 294.10. March soybean oil was 47 points lower at 45.66. Corn was up. Moderating weather in South America while having a generally good demand outlook. Ethanol production was down in the week, but still larger than average, and unknown bought U.S. corn ahead of the open as well. March was up 6 1/4 at 490 and a quarter, and May corn was 6 higher at 504. Wheat was lower, keeping an eye on a winter storm and colder temperatures in parts of the Plains and Midwest. Russia's grain export cap officially goes into effect on Saturday. March Chicago was down 2 3/4 at 574 and a quarter. March Kansas City wheat on Wednesday was 1 1/4 lower at 591 and a half. The March Minneapolis contract was down 3 1/2 at 614 and 3/4. Live cattle were mixed, mostly modestly higher, and feeders were up, waiting for widespread direct cash cattle business. I'll have more on that in just a moment. April live was down 27 at 195.72, and June held at 191.37. March feeders were up 20 at 264.97. April feeders were 27 cents higher at 265.25. And hogs were higher, supported by the steady to sharply higher cash during the session. April lean was up $1.35 at $94.32, and May was $1.20 higher at $98.05. I'll have that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for?
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. Online security depends on you and me. Install updates, make better passwords. Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Cattle markets were quiet Wednesday. Asking prices were 204 plus on the live basis, with bids at 202 to 203 live and 320 dressed. That followed some light trade on Tuesday at 203 live, $3 lower than last week's weighted averages in the South. Widespread trade is going to wait until at least Thursday. With good movement, choice box beef was down $3.20 at $3.19.26, and select was down $3.07 at $3.09.14. The estimated cattle slaughter of 120,000 head was down 1,000 on the week and more than 3,000 on the year. At the major direct hog markets, with good negotiated movement, national direct barrels and gilts were up 70 cents with a weighted average of 89.25. Iowa Southern Minnesota was $1.39 higher at 90.25. The Western Corn Belt was up 136 at 90.21. The pork carcass cutout value was down $1.09 at 98.63. The estimated hog slaughter of 490,000 head was 1,000 more than last week and up just over 1,000 on the year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Ag Headline News. I'm Brownfield. The former chair of the NCBA's Federation of State Beef Councils says the current red meat yield equation is outdated. Dan Gaddis says it's been more than 60 years since the beef industry has updated its methods for compensating producers for their products.
How much a product are you actually producing when it goes ultimately to the feedlot and then to the packer? Right now, that's a black box.
More news next. I'm Brownfield.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. If you're having a tough time or thinking about suicide, you're not alone. And there's hope. VA's Veterans Crisis Line is full of responders who listen and help. Many are veterans or have veteran family members and friends, so they're prepared to address your challenges. After calling, you'll be connected to the next available Crisis Line responder. That person may ask, "Are you thinking of suicide? Or what plan can we put in place to keep you safe today?" If you choose, the responder will share your name and personal information with your local VA Suicide Prevention Coordinator, who will connect you to local VA assistance and resources. Don't wait. Dial 988, then press 1.
Department of Agriculture director says farmers across three states can now pre-enroll for a new cover crop cost share program. Illinois' Jerry Costello says the iCover program offers significant financial incentives to new adopters of cover crops for farmers in his state, Indiana, and Iowa.
For new users, they can use any seeding method. For current cover crop users, you will use autonomous seeding implements as well as things like drones.
A corn and soybean farmer says if trade tariffs go into effect, fertilizer pricing and availability gets complicated for U.S. growers.
Hopefully, some of the uncertainty around trade we work through by the time ag retailers begin stocking up for this fall.
A Midwest Farm Credit Cooperative is supporting new and beginning farmers with financial and outreach services.
Once you get started as a first-generation farmer, you don't know what you're doing.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Lavelle and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also, a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Farmers
acres fighting Palmer amaranth and water hemp will soon have another herbicide option. Hello, I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Conventro on Brownfield. Managing resistant and tough-to-control weeds is one of the biggest challenges farmers face each year. Jody Gander, Technical Product Manager in Crop Protection at Bayer Crop Science, explains the new product. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
When it comes to fungicide, many growers only think about disease control.
Tar spot.
At Bayer, we handle tar spot, but we also think beyond disease control.
Tar spot. Wait, how?
With Dalaro Complete, it has three modes of action.
Three modes of action?
We also think about boosting overall plant health in many ways.
Huh. Better greening, increased stock strength, higher grain fill.
Now you're thinking. Thinking complete with Bayer. Learn more at DalaroComplete.us. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
Tri-Volt corn herbicide from Bayer delivers clean fields for up to 8 weeks. But don't believe us. Listen to some of the growers who've already sprayed it on millions of acres.
It performed great for long past 8 weeks.
The proof is in the field.
And the proof is in the results.
Tri-Volt kept my fields clean from the time I sprayed it clear through tasseling.
Results growers are more than pleased with.
If it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense.
They've tried it. You should too. Talk to your local dealer. Tri-Volt is a restricted use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
A new product from Bayer will soon be available for farmers fighting herbicide-resistant weeds. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Technical Product Manager in Crop Protection at Bayer Crop Science, Jody Gander, explains more.
Conventro is a product that would be another tool for growers to help control some of the amaranth species, particularly Palmer amaranth and water hemp, in both corn and soybeans. If we think about the amaranth species, you know, they continue to be an issue for growers every year. There's multiple populations that have shown resistance to a large number of other herbicide chemistries. And one of the things about diflufenican or Conventro is that it will be a different site of action that hasn't been used extensively in corn and soybeans. And again, growers in some of these areas where this product will be launched, you know, they're looking for every tool that they can. And that's where we hope this will help fill some of that need.
He says this product has new active ingredients to the U.S.
Diflufenican has been used in Europe in cereals and some other crops, but this will be the first time that we're using it in the U.S. It will be under the brand name Conventro. It will be a single active formulation. And what bringing this single active formulation forward, it will allow growers the freedom and the flexibility to mix it with other tank mix partners. And what that allows it to do is by mixing it with different tank mix partners, it expands the spectrum of control of the different weed species. Since diflufenican is pretty specific for amaranth species, adding in a tank mix partner allows that added or that wider spectrum of control. But it also helps with resistance management by, and again, when we talk about some of the amaranthus, Palmer amaranth, water hemp, they've shown resistance to multiple modes of action. And so one of the tools to try to help prevent resistance from developing further is to bring in other modes of action.
Gander says the product is expected to launch in 2026.
We anticipate getting a federal label approval in 2025, followed by state approvals. Once we get the federal and the state approvals in place, we will be able to start selling the product. We plan to launch the product in 2026. There will be more information coming out this summer.
Visit cropscience.bayer.us for more information. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Conventro on Brownfield.
We're 22 minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour, moving right along here on Country and Community. Snow continuing to fall, and heading into the evening hours, just a couple quick notes. The Nutrition Advisory Council meeting in Richland Center canceled today. The Dayton Township Board meeting at 6 has been moved to February 19th. Park Street Christian Church has canceled all evening activities tonight, and the Boaz Lions Club meeting at 6:30, canceled. Here's Montgomery Gentry with Better Me.
Getting older, finding myself and God getting a little bit closer. I'm sober, I'm a little less reckless, a little less wild card, a senseless. Yeah, I'm coming around. I might cursify, tell a few lies, break a few rules, making promises I can't keep. But I've turned the page on wilder days. I'm writing all this down, hoping you'll see. I ain't saying I'm perfect, but I'm working on a better. See, I'm sorry. Sometimes it's the hardest part to tell somebody. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Yet I've been praying. Coming from me, that might sound a little bit crazy, but I swear I'm changing.
Teamwork makes a dream work. Hell, I had some help. Talk on the phone, stare at the screen, doing the job, living the dream, getting paid. Yeah, right. Thinking about what I'll say to prove that we should go out for a laugh or two instead of going home tonight. Been a long day, no break. We made it to the middle of the week, and I'm thinking that I'm probably gonna need to get to know you casually. Just having fun, two for one. Watch a good time get a little better. Ain't no ball and chain for the suits and the skirts. It's just drinks after work. Let's conversate for a little while. Well, keep me company, catch me up. It's a whole lot better than being stuck in the drive time 9 to 5. I'd rather see you smile. Long day, no break. We made it to the middle of the week, and I'm thinking that I'm probably gonna need to get to know you casually. Just having fun, two for one. Watch a good time get a little better. Ain't no chain for the suits and the skirts, just drinks after work. Drinks after work. Tell me what's it gonna hurt. Have a little drink after work. Been a long day and the boss don't get it. You wanna take the edge off with some 7 and 7? Just crushing on a friend. Tell me what's it gonna hurt? Sipping and tipping some drinks after work. Long day, no break. We made it to the middle of the week, and I'm thinking that I'm probably gonna need to get to know you casually. Just having fun, two for one. Watch a good time get a little better. Ain't no ball and chain for the suits and the skirts. Just drinks after work. Drinks after work. Tell me what's it gonna hurt. Have a little drink after work. Long day. No break. Tell me what's it gonna hurt. Have a little drink after work. Sipping and a tipping.
Toby Keith, drinks after work. Here on WRCO. Tomorrow, the monthly Family Thrift Shop board meeting will be held at 1. That'll be at Park Street Christian Church. As snow continues to fall, we're at 13 degrees.
Good afternoon. This is Andy from Mercury Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. Got quite a few head consigned. Here are some of our consignments. We got 10 beef steers and heifers, 700 to 800 pounds, shots on some feed. 15 to 20 beef steers and heifers, 600 to 700 pounds, shots on some feed. 20 beef steers and heifers, 500 to 800 pounds, shots. 10 beef bulls and heifers, 400 to 550 shots. 10 bred black cows running with a black bull will be preg checked later this afternoon. 8 to 10 beef, 450 to 500 pound shots. And 10 to 15 Holstein and beef steers, 450, 600 pound shots, and had some other beef cows called in for the sale. But if you have any more questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we're open till 7 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. 11 o'clock is the sale. Thank you and have a good day.
Hey, this is Dave Grant with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Start your morning right with a hearty breakfast at the River Valley FFA Pancake Breakfast. Join them Sunday, February 16th from 8 a.m. until noon at the Plain American Legion. Enjoy delicious pancakes while supporting River Valley FFA's career development and leadership programs. Adults eat for just $8, kids 5 to 10 for $5, and little ones 4 and under eat free. Don't miss out. Come hungry and support a great cause. For more information, call 608-588-2554. Or extension 2109, or email peyton.miley@rvschools.org. See you there. It is winter across the farm fields. We salute the farmers who work tirelessly behind the scenes during the winter months. Even when the ground is frozen, they are busy maintaining equipment, planning for the next planting season, and caring for livestock. Their dedication ensures that our food supply remains steady, and their hard work never goes unnoticed, even in the off-season. This salute to farmers is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big-screen HDTV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans. Get ready, Molly B fans. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Gave us that hilltop place to park, gave us some girls that stole her hearts, gave us some books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it. Away our sins, good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do, all the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth, and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down the old two-lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in?
Can't explain it all, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Yeah. Hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk, gave us state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls, where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it. Away our sins, good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do, all the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth, and we never knew it. Yeah, we should paint it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Too good to us.
Slow like that river rolls, where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, all oh, it's something, ain't it?
Yeah, we should paint it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Yeah.
Remember to stay safe out there as the winter weather advisory continues for our listening area until 3 a.m. But right now, it's time to hear from the news, which is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro. You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, with northeast winds at 2. We're at 13 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump today announced the beginning of negotiations between Russia and Ukraine to end the war. This afternoon in the Oval Office, the president said he had spoken on the phone today with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
I think we're on the way to getting peace. I think President Putin wants peace, and President Zelensky wants peace.
President Trump said there are no preconditions to starting negotiations, and he believes Ukraine will regain some of the territory taken by Russia. Here at home, President Trump says he's ready to close down the Department of Education.
Oh, I'd like it to be closed immediately. Look, the Department of Education's a big con job.
U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing legal action against New York Governor Kathy Hochul and New York Attorney General Letitia James, saying that the state's sanctuary policies do not comply with federal immigration law. Two naval aviators are doing well after their F-18 variant crashed in the waters off San Diego today. This is ABC News. The American economy still seeing high grocery prices. The consumer price index finding prices rose 0.5% last month and up 3%